smaller, you know. But they wouldn't weigh, if they was put on the steer's way, they wouldn't weigh over an ounce. But they are just kind of a vicious looking insect. I don't play with them, just like I don't play with snakes. Now, our lizards, we have the old rusty lizard, we got the old lizard that's got a kind of a, it's an indigo color under his neck.
Right.
And then we have the chameleon, that he changes colors on whatever he gets on, he'll change. But there's so many people that can't stand the lizards and they'll kill them. I don't kill any of them. And then we got what we call the slick-headed scorpion. He lives in the woods and around about, and there's some people call it a red-headed scorpion. Now the males are red-headed, and they generally den up in a hollow tree or a log or something like that. But they eat worms of insects.
Do you have this insect around here that's bad to burrow into your skin, you know, and make it itch? Anything like that?
Well, we've got what we call the ticks that will bite you. And I was reading the paper the other day, there's they hunt for this here fellow that they claim to kill them three scout girls up here. They call it Seed Tick Creek.
Oh, yeah.
And well, a seed tick is the first starting of a tick. He's so little. You ever see a chicken mite?
Don't think so.
You didn't? Well, they generally used to as bad about chicken houses. And the seed tick is very small. You can hardly see him. He's not as big as a small mustard seed.
Hmm.
Oh, they can bite and set you afire.
Really?
And then we got the what we call the yearling tick and the old fringe tick. We got the deer tick and the old spotback tick. And then the old big dog tick, when he gets filled up, he looks like a little ball of rubber about that big.
Right. Do you have anything around here, what some people call chiggers?
Yeah, they're a little, I've read lots of them, and they really is a spider. But there's no larger than a pinpoint, and they're right red. And boy, listen, they can set you afire as if he was as big as a dime.
Is that right?
Oh, they can bite. But they're just no larger than the point of a pin, very small, but they can make a big whelp on you, be as thick as your finger sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you seen this insect around here? It usually stays around water. It's got a long, thin body and a couple of transparent wings. Sometimes it'll light on your fishing pole, you know, and you have to shake it off.
Oh, yeah. We always call them mosquito hawks. You'll see them flying over a pond, especially if it's no outlet, if it's stagnated water, something like that. And Lord, they eat mosquitoes. Well, now there's two different kinds of those. But the regular old big mosquito hawk, he's got... Well, I know he's got four wings, and I never did examine enough to know so much, but then they've got one is a large one, a little smaller. But they fly around, and a lot of they eat mosquitoes, but a lot of people call them snake doctors. That was a nickname for them. And they killed everyone they could, because if you kill a snake or hurt him, they doctor him up and he'll live. That was just an old... Just an old saying. There was no truth in that whatever.
Uh-huh.
But them mosquito hawks feed just millions of mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they live on.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's another thing that people use them as fish bait. They grow in creeks and then around rocks. People go and get them. They're white. And I forget the name of them right now, but I know you've seen them. And they use them to catch bass and such as that on. I never did use any of them.
Is this the little thing that has kind of claws?
Well...